Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
the Romans and the spread of TB illnesses. This is a letter from the 7th of July 2018, New Scientist magazine, quickly reading, and it's a article by Claire Wilson entitled Romans Helped TB Conquer the World. The Romans gave us roads, public toilets, and the modern calendar, but we may also have them to thank for spreading the deadly disease tuberculosis. A genetic analysis suggests that while TB arose about 5,000 years ago in Africa, the Roman Empire is behind its most recent rapid spread around Europe and beyond. TB is a lung infection that, if left untreated, can cause chronic cough, weight loss, and lingering death. By some estimates, the bacteria that causes the Mycobacterium tuberculosis has killed more people than any other infections in the disease in history. The strain of TB that affects humans can't be carried by other animals, says Catlin Pepperell, the University of Wisconsin Medicine. So the evolution of bacteria is inextricably tied to humans. To find out its origin, Pepperell's team looked at the genetic samples of 552 samples of sequences of 552 samples of TB obtained from people across around the world. They left out North and South America, as people in these continents are mainly affected by TB bacteria that arrived with the first Europeans. Taking into account where the samples came from, the known rate at which genetic mutations accrue in DNA, they drew up a bacteria family tree. It was already known that TB bacteria can be divided into seven different families. Pepperell's team found the last common ancestor of all lineages first arose out of Africa, probably West Africa, between 4,000 and 6,000 years ago, roughly 3,000 BC. Three of these lineages never made it out of Africa. One, for instance, is mainly found in the highlands of northern Ethiopia. But sometime before 300 BC, one lineage seems to have been carried west to East Africa, then on to southern Asia, and as far afield as Papua New Guinea. It isn't clear why this strain spread so successfully, but it did do so at a time when ships were trading goods like shells, spices across the Indian Ocean. Pepperell told the American Society of Microbiology Microbe Conference in Atlanta, Georgia, last month. We think the high-efficiency global travel as the providence of the modern era, but when we took a look at the patterns of migration, the bacteria appear to be zipping around the Indian Ocean as if it's no big deal, says Pepperell. Yet the most widespread strain of TB in the world today seems to have spread slightly later, around the 1st century AD. At this time, it spread from the Mediterranean region all over Europe, Russia, America, Asia, and even back to Africa. The timing is consistent with the Roman causing incredible amount of movement and exploration around the Mediterranean, said Pepperell. There was contact between human populations that had not been in contact before. Jared Eddy and Boston Medical Center has previously argued that the Roman Empire would probably have helped disseminate TB because it encouraged people to move into cities and towns. In the UK, for instance, while the Romans didn't introduce TB microbe, some Bronze Age skeletons show evidence of the disease. They did introduce the condition that encouraged it, he says. When TB spread, it spreads in closed spaces. They had these gigantic bath complexes, and people slept in the same room in a military barracks.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.